A day after British officials went public with demands and details of last Friday's seizure of 15 Royal Navy sailors and Marines, the diplomatic standoff between London and Tehran continues. British Foreign Office spokesman Barry Marston tells VOA the government's demands have not changed.
It is a matter of time, but the only solution is for Iran to unconditionally release all of those 15 sailors.
There's no indication at this point that Iran is ready to comply. On Thursday, senior Iranian government member Ali Larijani dashed hopes that the only woman sailor in the group would soon be released. Larijani hinted at delays and warned that British threats could result in the case taking a legal path, meaning presumably the naval crew could face trial in Iran. On Wednesday, British Prime Minister Tony Blair made clear his government was stepping up the pressure.
It is now time to ratchet up the diplomatic and international pressure in order to make sure that the Iranian government understands their total isolation on this issue.
As part of that campaign, a senior British military official released map coordinates of the sailors' location, showing, he said, that they were in Iraqi, not Iranian territorial waters when they were seized. Foreign Secretary Margaret Beckett announced that Britain would freeze all bilateral dealings with Iran, except those pertaining to gaining the sailors' release. But there has also been quiet diplomacy, directly with Iranian officials, as well as with Gulf states, Turkey, European partners, as British officials explain with anyone who might have some influence on Iran. And discussions are underway about taking the issue to the UN Security Council. Foreign Office spokesman Barry Marston.
There's a whole number of further things that we can be doing. As I say, though, we see no need to escalate or ratchet up the climate of this issue. We would like this to be solved as simply as possible.
Iranian officials have said an apology from Britain for straying into Iranian waters could help resolve the crisis. However, an apology is not likely. British officials continue to insist their boats and crew were in Iraqi waters. But Iran insisted again on Thursday they had strayed into Iranian waters. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.